Jesus told his disciples that when the Holy Spirit came, he would convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Spirit's work, to convince people that the righteousness of God cannot be obtained by any human work. Today, a look into how far we humans are from the utter perfection of God, and why we need the Holy Spirit to show us how vast this difference is. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Turn with us to John chapter 16 as Dr. Lutzer comes with more on the gift of conviction.
But just like you can add a billion oranges and never get a banana, in the very same way, you can take all human righteousness that has ever been done and you will never attain to the righteousness of God. You know, we may get someone to measure the height of Moody Church over against Willis Tower, which used to be the Sears Tower. We discover that Moody Church is pretty low in comparison to that skyscraper. But you know, if we began to compare the two in relationship to the closest star, which is so many light years away, discounting the sun for a moment, we discover that the difference is negligible. When you and I are confronted with our sin, we do one of two things. First of all, we blame somebody else. Did you guys see on television the story of how they set up a sting at our airports, and there was a TSA agent who stole an iPad, but they had a little gadget on the iPad so that they could track it down to his home 30 miles away, and they show up at his home. He doesn't have it. But then they had a little buzzer, a little beeper on the iPad. They said, well, let's help you find it. And so this little beeper goes off. So the man has to give it to them. And then his last words, if you saw it, was, I think my wife got it from somewhere. Wow. First of all, you lie, then you fudge, you tweak. And if at the end it doesn't work, you blame your wife. Isn't that what Adam did in the garden? The woman whom thou gavest me. It was this weak-willed woman. And notice that Adam said that even though there wasn't a chance in the world that he had married the wrong one. What God does through the Holy Spirit is show people something. That in comparison to each other, they might be good, but in comparison to God, they have not attained his absolute pure holiness. And that's the only righteousness that God accepts. Did you know that? People are always shocked when I tell them you have to be as perfect as God to get to heaven. But of course you do. But that perfection comes because when you trust Christ as Savior, he gives you the gift of his own righteousness and qualifies you for fellowship with God and for acceptance before the Father. So Jesus shows them this through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They begin to see that in relationship to somebody else, I'm pretty good. But when it comes to comparing myself with God, that's another story. As Job said before God came to him, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye sees thee, and I repent in dust and in ashes. Wow. God. Pure, holy, transcendent. I am indeed a sinner that needs a Savior. And then the Bible says that he will also convince of one danger, and that is judgment. There's something within us that tells us about our accountability to God, and there are atheists, you know, who do all that they can to try to discount it. They keep telling themselves over and over again there's no life after death until their own consciences are deadened. But we all know it and we all want it. Somebody who has done evil to you, you would want God to really judge them. You're not so sure whether or not you want God to judge you, however. But the Bible says that the day is coming when God is going to judge. Catch this. Romans chapter 2, God is going to judge the secrets of men and women by Jesus Christ. No hiding, no tweaking, no fudging, no covering, just you and God and reality. That is scary unless you know something of the righteousness of Jesus Christ credited to your account, so that you stand there welcomed into heaven as perfect as God because he has given you his righteousness. Jesus said that Satan, of course, was judged at the cross, seen to be evil, seen to be a failure. He says, just like I judged him, so there will be those who anticipate the danger of judgment. And I say this to you from my heart. If you don't know Christ as Savior, you stand in danger of judgment. And the Bible says the condemnation of God already rests upon you. So Jesus said that the Spirit is going to point this out. Because you and I want to run and hide. We want to give all the arguments. I don't want to believe in Jesus because what is he going to do? And why should it be Jesus? And on and on and on. Because we are running. We're running from what we think might be true and we fear might be. That's why C.S. Lewis, the great apologist, he said that he was brought kicking and screaming into the kingdom. And even while I am speaking, there are some of you who are listening right now, and there's a struggle in your soul because you don't want to believe. You think of all the implications, and you want all the reasons. But at the end of the day, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God wins the argument in your heart and that you believe on Jesus Christ. Now, I'm glad I have a witness to that. And then there's one channel. You'll notice that Jesus says, when the Spirit has come to you, through you, he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. God uses two channels, really, to convert people. First of all, he uses his word. That's why you'll notice in the conference that is coming up, somebody did a comparison study between the Bible and the Quran. They ended up unbelieving in Jesus. That happens again and again because there is power in the word of God. So God uses his word, but he usually brings that word through one of his people. The Spirit comes to you. Through you, he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. And so the gift of the Spirit is poured out upon us, not just for ourselves, but rather for the wider community that needs to know the good news of the gospel and believe and be saved. So how's your witness going? Tomorrow morning, you're going to be in your different workplaces. You're going to be interacting with neighbors. Do they know, by the way, that you are a Christ follower? Have you told them? Have you even asked them and said, you know, what is your opinion of Jesus? After all, the Spirit has come to you, and he's going to use you to give the good news of the gospel so that people understand, unless I believe in Jesus, I'll be lost forever. Now, there's some implications here that I want to give you. First of all, this. Do you realize how exciting this is? When you begin to witness to Christ and about him, the Spirit immediately comes to your aid because we are partners together in this. You do your work in introducing them to Christ and having a discussion about Christ and the gospel. And then the Spirit shows up and he does his work. In fact, if the Spirit doesn't do his work, it'll all fall by the wayside. And you have to believe that when you exalt Christ, immediately the Spirit is there to support you and to help you. If you've never had that experience as a believer, please take it at my word. I know this sounds strange, but when I was in high school, that is grade 10, 11, and 12 in Canada, a friend of mine and I don't do this, young people, you understand. We used to hitchhike to the closest city, and we would give out tracts. You know what a tract is? It's a little leaflet with the gospel, and God forgive us, some of them were published on sort of newsprint. They weren't very attractive. We gave out thousands of them. You say, well, isn't that an exaggeration? No, because we would go there when the grandstand was full for a certain event, and as people left, we just hand these out. And of course, everybody took them. They thought it was an advertisement for the next event. And I've often wondered whether or not anyone ever believed the gospel as a result of our witness. But I remember, okay, I'm about 16 years old or so, and I began to witness to people on street corners, and whenever I would bring up the subject of Christ and defend it, there was something that happened within me that gave me such assurance and such confidence. I would say to myself, I absolutely love this. Now, getting started was hard. But you see, whenever you and I exalt Christ, the Spirit immediately shows up and says, my responsibility is to point men and women to Christ. We are partners together in this. My friend today, that person whom you know who's never trusted Christ as Savior, your neighbor, that relative, that person that you connect with in some way, they need to know Christ. You know them very well, but you've never witnessed to them. Why don't you simply ask them a question sometime? Ask them where they are on their spiritual journey. Let them talk. Give them a book that explains the gospel with the understanding that you will come back and connect with them sometime and discuss it. What they need is the content of the gospel. And when Jesus is exalted, as I mentioned in this message, the Holy Spirit of God shows up to help us. Really, no need to be intimidated. Well, in a moment, you're going to be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. The series of messages, When the Spirit Has His Way. Because that's our desire for our lives, that's our desire for our church, is the freedom of the Holy Spirit, experiencing the Spirit, the companionship of the Spirit, the gift of conviction, which happens to be the message that you've just heard. You've heard part of that message. Together with the Holy Spirit of God's help, we can make a tremendous difference and experience His power. Would you like to connect with us? Tell us that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Maybe you've received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Here's our email address, media@moodychurch.org. Now that's very simple, isn't it? media@moodychurch.org. And in this way, you can let us know what is on your heart and mind. Meanwhile, thanks so much for joining us. I hope that you continue to listen to this program day by day as we'll continue next time, The Gift of Conviction.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Conviction, the fifth of 10 messages on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Tomorrow, more on how the Holy Spirit works in the lives of those who do not believe. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.